بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از اے بریف سروے آف دا ہسٹری آف اسلام. The historians generally start the Islamic history from Muhammad, the final prophet of God. So according to the general practice, history of Islam begins in 610 when Prophet Muhammad was appointed as a prophet. But this is not correct. In fact, the history of Islam begins right from the first person, that is Adam. Because many references in the Quran and also in the Hadith that prove that Islamic history is history of the prophets. There is a verse in the Quran, أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَوْ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِندَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامُ. These verses tell us that all the prophet were given the same religion, that is Islam. Then there is a very relevant verse in the Quran, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ رَدِّينِ مَا وَسَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. It means that Prophet Muhammad was given the same religion that was given to all other prophets. There is a verse in the Quran about Adam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَعَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. This verse is very clear about this notion that Adam was the first prophet. Adam was the first person as well as he was the first prophet of God. Then there is a very important verse in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِ. It means that all the prophets were given guidance from God. So, O Muhammad, you should follow their example. Then there is a verse in the Quran, لَا لَفَرَّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. It means that we are not allowed to differentiate between different prophets. Don't differentiate between the prophets of God. So all these references, all those Quranic references clearly substantiate that the history of Islam begins from Adam, who was the first prophet of God. This is very important to understand. This is very important to understand the present subject. Why? Because every prophet was sent in different conditions. So every prophet has some very special example. So when we take all the prophets as example, as a part of history of Islam, then وی کین ڈسکور دیر ایگزامپلز ویری ریلیونٹ ٹو آور سچویشنز. ایوری ٹائم دیر آر ڈفرنٹ سچویشنز. سو ایوری ٹائم وی ہیو ٹو فائنڈ آؤٹ سم ایگزامپل, سم پرافیٹک ایگزامپل, اینڈ آل دا ایگزامپلز آر ناٹ پریزنٹ ان دا پرافٹ محمد لائف. دیر آر سو مینی ایگزامپلز دیٹ وی کین فائنڈ اونلی ان ادر پرافٹس رادر دین ان دا لائف آف دا پرافٹ آف اسلام. بیکاز آف دس قرآن سیز فب ہدا مقتد, یو ہیو ٹو فالو دا ایگزامپلز آف ادر پرافٹس آلسو. اٹ از ویری کلیئر ان دا قرآن. سو اٹ از ویری امپورٹنٹ وین یو وانٹ ٹو فالو دا ریلیجن آف گاڈ ان اوور ان یور لائف, یو ہیو ٹو سی آل دا پرافٹس, آل دا پرافٹس. ادروائز یو ول فیل ٹو فائنڈ دا ایگزامپلز in different situations. So here I would like to give some examples. These examples will show that why this verse was included in the Quran, فَبِهُدَىٰ مُقْتَدِ, why God revealed this verse. You have to follow, you should follow the prophet, you should follow the examples of other prophets also. So when you study the history of other prophets, you can understand the meaning of this verse. Now here I would like to give some examples only to state this point. I am not speaking about the whole history, only I am speaking about the lessons from the Islamic history that begins right from Adam. So here I would like to begin from the example of Ismail. You know, Ismail was the son of Prophet Abraham. So what happened? God directed Prophet Abraham, and according to divine direction, he settled his wife Hajra and his son Ismail in the desert of Makkah. At that time, Makkah was simply a desert. There was no water. You know, water is the source of life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Life depends on water. Without water, there is no life, no plant, no animal, no human being, nothing. So everyone knows that life depends on water. Our agriculture, our horticulture, everything depends on water. So at that time there was no water, simply desert. According to the divine direction, Prophet Abraham settled his wife Hajra and his son Ismail in the desert of Makkah. At that time there was no Makkah, no town, no city, no human being, in the vast desert. They were compelled to live in a vast desert. Then what happened? After some time, miraculously, there emerged a stream, that is Zamzam. It was a miracle of God. When Ismail and Hajra followed the God's command and they settled in that desert, so when they followed the God command, God provided his help miraculously. It was a great miracle that one day stream emerged suddenly, and it was so great that even today it is there. People use the water of Zamzam every day and night, but it is flowing. So this example give us a courage that if we follow God's command, if we follow the divine path given by the prophets, we will be provided by the help of God, which is called An-Nusra. So it gives us a great courage, great conviction. The example of the Prophet Ismail and Hajra gives us a great example. It inculcates in ourselves the spirit of conviction, in the spirit of courage. So it is a great example. Every time in this world when you decide to live the life according to the divine injunctions, you need every time God's help, God's assistance. So the example of Prophet Ismail gives you a solace, gives you a conviction that God will not waste you. God will provide help in every situation. This kind of example you cannot find in the life of any other prophet. This kind of help exclusively is found in the life of the Prophet of Ismail. So it is a great source of solace. Then I will give you the example of Prophet Yunus. Yunus, the name of Yunus is referred in Bible as Jonah. In Quran it is Yunus, and in Bible it is referred as Jonah. So there is a there is a great lesson in the prophet Yunus. You know, Yunus was sent to Nineveh. Nineveh was a city in the present Iraq. So Yunus was sent as a prophet to those people who were living in Nineveh. Then what happened? Prophet Yunus gave the message of God, but after some time he decided that they are not giving positive response. So he became disappointed. So due to this disappointment, he left Nineveh and wanted to go somewhere else. But what happened? When he reached the coast of sea and boarded a boat, so during the travel in the sea, there was a storm. So according to the ancient tradition, people wanted to throw some of their someone only to make the boat lighter. So they decided to throw Yunus, and Yunus was thrown into the sea. Then what happened? According to the Quran and also according to the Bible, some big fish swallowed him, and he compelled to live in the stomach of that fish, perhaps up to 40 days. Then he, after introspection, he found that he was guilty. So he was repentant. After this repentance, God accepted his tawbah or repentance, and that fish came to the coast, threw him on the coast. So then an angel came to him and said that you were guilty, you left you left Nineveh without completing your dawa work, so you must go to Nineveh again. He again visited Nineveh, and again he was engaged in dawa work, and all the Nineveh people accepted Islam. So this example is very important, very, very important. This example tells us that we are not allowed to go in frustration, in disappointment. Dawa work is a continuous work. There is no end of dawa work. We have to do dawa work continuously, and we must be hopeful, and we have to hope that after some time, maybe so after some month, after some years, they will accept your message. So there is a great lesson in the life of Prophet Yunus. That is, we have to, the da'i must have hopeful for every time. You are not allowed to go to disappointment. It is haram for a da'i. Disappointment is haram for a da'i. Even if Madhu is giving a negative response initially, you have to continue your dawa work without any anger, without any negative thought, without feeling in disappointment. So this is a great example in the Prophet of Yunus. And also, this example tells us that if we fail to fulfill our dawa duty, we will go directly to the stomach of a fish. In other words, to the stomach of problems. Problems will solve us. There is no escape. There is no option for thy. Thy either will continue his dava work or he will face problems. Or he will go to the stomach of the problems. So this is a great lesson in the life of the Prophet Yunus. Then let us take the example of Yusuf. In the Quran, his name is given as Yusuf, and in the Bible, his name is referred as Joseph. You know, the Prophet Joseph was sent to Egypt, in ancient Egypt. At that time, there was a king. This king was Mushrik, idol worshipper. So, he was a Mushrik king. But, according to the Quran, Prophet Joseph, this king offered an office in his government that was like food ministry. He wanted to appoint Prophet Joseph as food minister, and Prophet Joseph accepted this offer. Under that Mushrik king, it's a great example. It means that if we find ourselves in such a situation where the ruler is non-Muslim, the ruler is non-Muslim or Mushrik or Mulhid, but if that king offers you an opportunity, so you have to accept that opportunity and you have to avail that opportunity. This is an irrelevant issue that king himself is an idol worshipper, or he is an atheist, or he is a non-Muslim. This issue is an irrelevant issue. In such a situation, thy must see the opportunity rather than the religion of the ruler. In such a situation, the religion of ruler is irrelevant. You have to see the opportunity. It is very important. It means that Prophet Joseph gives us an example, a formula, that ignore the political problem. Ignore the political problem and avail the opportunities present over there. It's very important. According to this, we are not allowed to begin our dawah work from the political issues. But we have to find out the opportunities. If the political system is based on tolerance, if the political system is based on peace, and under that political system, we are allowed to avail some opportunities, for example, dawah work, for example, education, for example, social reform. So we have to avoid the political problem and we have to avail that opportunity without waging any confrontation against that political system. So it is very important. تو پرافٹ جوزف از مینشنڈ ان دا قرآن اینڈ آلسو دس ایگزامپل از آلسو مینشنڈ ان دا قرآن. سو اکارڈنگ ٹو دا ڈائریکشن فب ہوتا ہوں مقتدے وی ہیو ٹو فالو دس ایگزامپل آلسو اکارڈنگ ٹو آور سچویشن. دین لیٹ اس ٹیک دا ایگزامپل آف پرافٹ موزز. پرافٹ موزز واز سینٹ ٹو ایجپٹ ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم دیر واز rule of a king, Pharaoh. So, but at the same time, there were children of Israel, Banu Israel. So there were two classes, two communities. One was Coptic community, and the other community was children of Israel, that is Banu Israel. So Banu Israel were Muslims of that time. They were Muslim Ummah of that time. So and Coptic people were Mushrik, and Banu Israel were Muslim Ummah, like Muslim Ummah. So Prophet Moses was between two different madhu, two different community. One was Mushrik and the other one was a Muslim Ummah. Then what was the method of Prophet Moses? He never said that first of all we have to reform Banu Ismail. Reform Banu Israel, although there was so many corruption among Banu Israel. They were a degenerated people. But Prophet Moses never said that first of all we have to bring reform in Banu Israel. But he started his dawah work on this line, that at one side he addressed Pharaoh, he addressed the Coptic people who were Mushrik. At the same time he addressed Banu Israel. So his formula was a two-point formula. The formula adopted by Prophet Moses was a two-point formula. One, doing the work among Coptic people, and the second, doing reform work among Banu Israel. So this is very important example. If we find ourselves in such a situation where there are two groups, Muslims and non-Muslims, so we have to do between the two groups at the same time. We have to try to spread the message of Islam among non-Muslims. At the same time, we have to try to revive that Muslim group, to reform that Muslim group. So this is a very important lesson we can find in the life of Prophet Moses. It's very important. Then I will refer the example of Prophet Isa, Hazrat Masih. So here is a very, very important lesson. You know, the followers of Prophet Masih, the followers of Prophet Isa, are greater in number. In term of quantity, Christianity is the largest faith in the world, the largest religion in the world. But you know that پروفیٹ عیسیٰ نیور پریچڈ ٹو اسٹیبلش اینی فارم اینی پولیٹیکل رول. ایون پروفیٹ عیسیٰ سیڈ دیٹ گیو ٹو سیزر واٹ از ڈیو ٹو سیزر, گیو ٹو گاڈ واٹ از ڈیو ٹو گاڈ. By this saying, he said to his followers that never go in confrontation to the rulers, never avoid confrontation and engage yourself in dawah work. So in Bible, I mean in New Testament, you cannot find political teachings. No, Prophet Isa never gave political direction to his followers. He only said that you have to preach my message, my religion. And his followers engaged themselves in dawah work peacefully. And the result was miraculous. That at present there are 12 major religions in the world, and the largest religion is Christianity. This example tell us that dawah work, there is no need of political power for dawah work. You can disseminate Islam, you can spread Islam without any political power, without any help from the political power. Then there is a very important example that Christians adopted a new method for dawah work. They institutionalized their dawah work. They form organizations for this purpose. So through organization, through institution, they spread their message throughout the world. It means that as far as the dawah work is concerned, organization is more important than the political power. As far as the dawah work is concerned, as far as the spread of Islam is concerned, organization is more important than the political power. A great example, a great lesson. So this is the message of a prophet Jesus, a prophet Isa. Then let us take the example of the prophet Muhammad. He was the final prophet of God. You know, Prophet Muhammad was born in 570 in Mecca in ancient Arabia. He was appointed as prophet from God in 610 AD. So the history of Islam in this sense begins in 610. There are so many examples in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here I would like to give some example from his life. First example is that the life of the Prophet Muhammad was an eventful life, his life is full of examples His life was a complete life. So all kind of examples we can find in the life of the Prophet Muhammad. Here I would like to give only few examples. It is not possible to tell about all the history of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only some example that are very relevant to our life, that are very relevant in the present situation. So I will give some that kind of examples which are very relevant to our present situation, in which we can find light, in which we can find guidance in our mission, in our dawah work, in our activities, inshallah.